I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turn to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, they're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet and powering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at IBM.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Pushkin. Hey, it's Jake. We've been hard at work on season 4 of Deep Cover. I can't say much about it yet, but I will tell you this. It's a story you won't want to miss. We'll be releasing it this spring, but today we're back with an update on a story from season 2.
Back in 2022, we released a series called Camouflage Bias, where we shared the story of Ronnie Carrasquillo, a man who was loosely connected to a case that we covered in Deep Cover Season 2, Mobland. Today, we're releasing this special bonus episode with an update on Ronnie's case, because there's some big news. If you haven't heard the original episodes, you can go back and listen now. We just re-released them in our feed, so they're the most recent two episodes you'll see just before this one. Okay, here's the update. I want to start with giving you a brief refresher on Ronnie's case. In the late 1970s, Ronnie Carrasquillo went on trial for the murder of a Chicago police officer named Terrence Loftus.
I seen everybody running around, so I thought, okay, I'll just fire the gun and they're going to break off and they're going to run. So I just fired 4 shots. And I left. I walked. I didn't run. I didn't know I shot anybody. I went, walked up back in the house. I walked out the back door and I left.
In 1978, the judge in Ronnie's case ultimately found him guilty of murder. I spoke with Michael Deutsch, one of Ronnie's attorneys.
The judge gave him 200 to 600 years.
Wait, did you say 600 years?
200 to 600 years he gave him.
Michael thought that the timing of Ronnie's sentence was suspicious. Here's why. He noted that just a few months prior, the judge, Frank Wilson, had allegedly taken a bribe and let a hitman walk free, a notorious hitman named Harry Alamon. Point being, Michael believed the judge wanted to make an example out of Ronnie to restore his own reputation as a tough judge.
Wilson took $10,000 to acquit Harry Alamon, and now he needed what's called compensatory bias.
Compensatory bias. That's this idea that a judge takes a bribe in one case and then, to avoid suspicion, punishes the hell out of another defendant in a separate case. It's also called camouflage bias. After the verdict came down, Ronnie began serving out his 200 to 600 year long sentence.
I had to wake up and realize, man, I'm in trouble.
Ronnie filed some early appeals that went, well, nowhere.
And And I told my father, don't buy no more appeals. Don't buy no more lawyers. I go to the parole board. They're going to see that if I shot this guy from far away, there's no intention in it, and I'll make parole.
Parole. Ronnie and his legal team thought that this would be their best recourse, the best chance at getting Ronnie released. But as we reported back in 2022, that route has presented some challenges.
How many times have you been before a parole board?
I think 35 times. At least 35 times.
In the 47 years that Ronnie's been incarcerated, he's come close to being granted parole a few times. He's even come within one vote of being set free. But it hasn't happened, in part because there's been stiff opposition from the police unions. Ronnie turned 65 last year. He spent nearly all of his adult life serving out this sentence. But he's never given up hope that one day he might be released. In this episode, we'll cover Ronnie's latest parole hearing. And we'll hear an update from him, because since we last spoke with him, his story has taken a very big turn. I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase. Make more of what's yours. Chase Mobile App is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, they're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet and powering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The last time I spoke with Ronnie, he was still in prison and hoping that his next parole board hearing would finally work out.
These hearings are a very big deal. We bring 70, 80 people with us from Chicago to come and show support for the hearing, which takes place in Springfield.
That's Jennifer Sobel. She's the executive director of the Illinois Prison Project, a nonprofit that represents incarcerated people. She's represented Ronnie for the last few years when he appeared before the parole board.
So, you know, at 5 a.m., we all get in our cars, get in our buses and our vans, and we pile down to Springfield.
Jennifer and a gaggle of Ronnie's supporters show up at the hearing. And on that particular day, Jennifer had a special guest.
The person sitting next to me who was going to argue that Ronnie should be released was Tom Breen, who prosecuted Ronnie in the first place.
Tom agreed to help advocate for Ronnie's freedom. In fact, he told Jennifer that he expected and had hoped that Ronnie would have been paroled decades ago. So here was the prosecutor who'd put Ronnie in prison. Now he was telling the parole board to let him out. Tom said that he was, quote, astounded that Mr. Carrasquillo hasn't been paroled yet. Tom Breen's attendance there that day was a big deal. But Jennifer told me what was even more striking was who wasn't at this meeting.
The members of the Prisoner Review Board sort of started whispering to each other, and it became very clear very quickly that something was wrong. There were no police officers. The fraternal order of police wasn't there. It was just us and Ronnie's supporters.
Remember, Ronnie had been convicted of the murder of a police officer, and representatives of the Fraternal Order of Police had followed Ronnie's case carefully. I'm not going to get into their stance in detail here, but if you're interested in more background, we included more on them in the original episodes about this case. Anyway, as you may recall, every few years when Ronnie was eligible for parole, they would pack into the hearing room to object to his release. Except on that day, when no one from the organization was there, it seemed like someone had forgotten to tell them.
And so what the parole board did over my strenuous objection is they bifurcated the hearing.
The parole board decided mid-meeting to bifurcate the hearing, split it in two. And here's how that played out. On that day, Ronnie's side made its case. Jennifer told the board that the teenager who entered prison over 40 years ago was a different person now. She told them that he fully admits to his crime and that Ronnie has even been hand-picked to move into a reentry center to prepare him for life on the outside. And then, a few months later, the board convened again for a second meeting, one that ended up being well attended by the police union. And in the months in between, some people left the board. New members joined. New members who never heard from Jennifer or the prosecutor about why Ronnie should be granted parole. And in the end, the result was still the same. Another dead end for Ronnie.
It was an extremely frustrating hearing. And at the end of that hearing, the vote, I believe, was 8-1 against parole. It wasn't even close. I, like, eternally the optimist, was like, we're going to get him out this year. I really had faith that we would be able to make this system work for Ronnie. And so that denial was a pretty crushing blow.
Who breaks this news to Ronnie?
I do. It was awful. It was really awful. But Ronnie has walked this line between optimism and realism for 47 years. And he was not surprised. I think he was extremely disappointed. And in very typical Ronnie fashion, he's like, onto the courts, let's get to the next. So he was already ready to do the next thing.
Ronnie's chances at parole seemed even slimmer than before. His legal team realized he needed a plan B. And in fact, they'd already been pursuing that plan B for some time, knowing full well that the whole parole board thing might never work out. And that plan B was to use the courts to petition the state of Illinois to overturn Ronnie's original sentence. Ronnie's attorneys made the case that since he was barely 18 at the time of the crime, that should be taken into consideration today. They argued that he should be resentenced not as an adult, but as a juvenile.
People in this 18 to 26, 27, 28 range are often called in the social sciences, they're called emerging adults. Because although they're physically big and they often act a lot like adults, their neurocognitive development is not done.
The state opposed a new sentence for Ronnie. Their argument was Ronnie had a shot at release, parole. And as long as he did, well, he shouldn't be granted a new sentence. And the court agreed with this. Ronnie's legal team appealed that decision. It took time, but eventually a panel of three judges heard their appeal. By then, it was the summer of 2023. Ronnie had just been denied parole in that 8-1 vote after the bifurcated hearing that I just told you about. Ronnie's legal team argued that this latest denial was proof that he had no real shot at parole. And this is why he needed a new sentence.
Ronnie just went before the parole board. He's never gotten out before. And now his vote count is going down. He had this great hearing. He had the prosecutor who prosecuted him saying he should get out. Parole is not meaningful for Ronnie. For Ronnie, parole is a sham.
The panel of judges heard Ronnie's appeal. They heard about his childhood, about his years in prison, and about the many times that he'd appeared before the Illinois Prisoner Review Board. And then, one day, they reached a decision.
I'm in my office, and I get an email from Chick, Ronnie's appellate lawyer, saying that the court has agreed with us that that parole is meaningless in this context, that Ronnie should at least have the opportunity to be treated like a juvenile, and that the matter was going to be remanded back to the trial court.
What's the moment when it becomes clear to you that maybe this is going to happen?
When the judge said, all right, well, let's get this on the calendar next week. He's waited long enough. That's when I knew. That's when I hoped things were real.
When the judge said, let's get this on the calendar, he's talking about a new sentence for Ronnie, as in, it's time. We'll be right back.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, they're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
On October 18th, 2023, yet another hearing was held. The appellate court had thrown out Ronnie's 200 to 600-year sentence. The judge at this hearing would determine what his new sentence would be.
It was absolutely packed. Not only was Ronnie's friends and families, but several members of the parole board who had been fighting for his release for years came to the hearing, which was just unbelievable. The hearing was short. Judge Maldonado had already heard hours and hours, days, in fact, of testimony about how incredible Ronnie was. The judge ruled from the bench and sentenced him to 47 years, and the courtroom just exploded.
47 years. Ronnie had been incarcerated since 1976. So this new sentence amounted to time served, meaning Ronnie would be released right away.
People were crying. I was crying. I think all the lawyers were crying. Ronnie was really still. I don't think that he had fully taken it in, or maybe wasn't ready to trust it until he was released, which happened later that day. Yeah, it was amazing. It was one of the most joyous things I've witnessed in a courtroom.
In late October of last year, I got a text from Ronnie's brother telling me that Ronnie was home. I couldn't quite believe it. Not until I actually heard directly from Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Well, I'm just, my brain camera's just taking in all kind of new things. You know, started from scratch like kindergarten or something.
I spoke to Ronnie on the phone in late December, and we talked about the lead up to his release. For the last year before getting out, Ronnie had been held in a lower security facility known as a reentry center.
They placed me in there to get basically like reestablished, learn a little computers, learn how to say hello again. You know, when you're in a maximum setting for so many years, you basically lose how to say good morning or good afternoon.
Ronnie told me that living in this reentry center was an adjustment. He'd spent decades in a maximum security prison, being told where and when to go. Now, here he was, for the first time, checking a watch.
You're steady looking at your clock. What time is it? And I was like, man, this watch is like a job. You know, I never paid attention to a watch. It didn't matter in a maximum setting. Sunday, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you're just going around in circles. But over in the reentry center, you make your appointment, and it's up to you to be there.
Ronnie was moved to this reentry center in 2022. It's a small and selective place designed for people who are on the brink of being released. But exactly how that might happen for Ronnie still remained elusive. Then one day, Ronnie got a phone call.
I was out in the yard, and a counselor lady, you know, me and her kind of cool, so she come running out there, and she said, hey, I got a call from your brother, and he said to call home. She says, not an emergency, but you need to call home.
Ronnie called his brother, and he told him the news. The court had ruled in his favor. His 200 to 600-year sentence had been vacated. Then someone at the reentry center printed the decision for Ronnie to read.
All it said was a sentence vacated. When I seen that, I was like, oh, man, you know, 600 years gone. I was like, whoa, man, this is it.
Ronnie understood what would happen next. He began to prepare.
So I just passed everything out, commissary, my tablet, whatever, lamps, radio, everything, TV, even fans, razors, trimmers. I'll take everything. I'm not coming back. It's over.
Wow. You gave away all your possessions that you had.
I didn't take nothing but my Bible, my photo album, and my legal papers. Other than that, I didn't need none of that.
On October 18th, 2023, Ronnie was released. The very same day he was resentenced, he walked out into the free world. A crowd of supporters greeted him. They waited hours, but really years, for this moment.
All my brothers, my sisters, you know, friends, attorneys, a lot of people I've been in prison with, people I've been lived in prison with, just a multitude of people waiting out there, a lot of people.
That sounds like that could be kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. And then you can't. Everybody's, you know, you're hugging one after another. Just to see them, some of them, some people I haven't seen 30 years. And, you know, I knew them as a young man. Now I'm looking and, you know, we're all older. And you just laugh. You're just having a good time.
I asked Ronnie about that first night that he spent on the outside with his family.
We just, you know, sat around and, you know, they were pizzas and donuts and just, you know, juice and just talking and hugging on each other. And just, you know, we haven't sat on couches together since little kids. So just leaning on each other, laying on each other and just, you know, just love.
Ronnie told me he took turns catching up with people for hours and hours late into the night.
You know, until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, finally, hey, you're gonna lay down a little bit. So I was eating cough drops after cough drops, losing my voice talking so much. That's what happened.
We talked a bit about Ronnie's plans for the holidays. and how he intends to spend his days now as a free man.
I'm going to go back to the prison I came from because I started a program in there with other individuals called Credible Messengers Mentorship Program. Now I'm soliciting to the juvenile centers and the wardens to, I want to walk into the facilities where the juvenile young men are and walk the yard with them or be in the gym with them, you know, to help them understand direction, because some of them guys already have sentences and they have to go to the prison. So I just want to advise
them. That kind of blows my mind, though. I can't imagine. It's hard for me to put myself in your mindset that you'd actually want to step foot inside a prison again.
Well, you know, I've been practicing Christianity for a long time, and I don't leverage God, but I'm a walking grace. I understand walking into a prison system when I was 18 years old with 600 years. I understand them young men that are in that position, so it's bigger than me. It's not about my life. I did mine already, so now it's, you know, reaching back.
Years back, when Ronnie was still in prison, I asked him what he'd most look forward to doing, if and when he ever got out. He said he'd just walk out into the backyard, look up at the stars, take a deep breath, and at last savor the feeling of being safe. Now I asked him if he ever did this.
So once I got to the house, it was nighttime. I didn't go to the back, but I just stayed in the front. I'm just looking around, just like, wow, just peace and quiet. I just said, hey, this is it. You could just see the peace. So I said, hey, it's over.
Deep Cover is produced by Amy Gaines McQuaid and Jacob Smith. Our editor is Karen Chakurji. Mastering by Jake Gorski. I'm Jake Halpern.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.